Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 17th day in the month of August 2025. Unto you, multi-visible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. 1,000 songs is not enough to tell you how good you have been to us, how merciful. Lord, we want to appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father the Lord Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be continuing from our series, Always Refill, and today we'll be looking at Part 7, Always Refill, Part 7. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah from chapter 44 to 46. Our hymn is taken from hymn 10, In Christ Alone. Our memory verse is taken from John 6:55. John 6:55, we say, For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Our Bible reading today is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 26 to 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 26 to 34. From verse 26 it reads, For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you are falling asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at all, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, As I conclude the series, I want you to know that you can also be refilled spiritually through Holy Communion. In John 6 from verse 48 to 51, Jesus said, If you eat my flesh, you are eating the bread of life. In other words, he is saying, the bread of life is my body. When you eat the body of Christ, you are eating a body that is full of virtue and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You are taking all that virtue into yourself. If you take the Holy Communion worthily, there is no way your spiritual battery won't be recharged. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of Jesus' garment, he said that the virtue has gone out of him, that we can find in Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 34. When you eat the bread, you are eating virtue, because it symbolizes the body of Christ. The wine of the Holy Communion, which symbolizes the blood of Jesus, contains the very life of Jesus, like we see in Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11 and Colossians 2 verse 9, which says, For in him dwelleth all the tables of Godhead bodily. Therefore, taking his life into you by drinking the wine of the Holy Communion is taking in the fullness of the Godhead into yourself, provided you drink the wine worthily. In ancient Yoruba land, if traditional medicine men were consulted to heal people who were really sick and were at the point of death, they would usually ask the relative of the dying fellow to bring his or her clothes, an effigy that represents him or her. Among some other things, they would then wear the fellow's clothes on the effigy and take it to the center of the town very late at night. If someone else sees the effigy or he or she is passing by, the sick fellow would leave and one who saw the effigy would die. The elders will say that the life of the fellow who came out at night to see what he or she shouldn't have seen has been substituted for the life of the dying fellow. This is an attempt of the devil to copy God's principle of substitution. Beloved, when you take the Holy Communion worthily, your weaknesses are taken away and you receive the strength of Christ. You receive his life and substitute all weaknesses for his unending, limitless power. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink his blood regularly. It will recharge your spiritual battery and provide you with the strength and power to fulfill his purpose for your life. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, the Holy Communion refills you and recharges your spiritual battery when you take it worthily. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.peacepalaceradio.com. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Download our app, listen to our shows, and be mightily blessed. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.